Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kendra put it very well in the Facebook post we put up a little earlier. Squishing, poking, flattening, fasting, pricking with a needle. There'll be a blood draw later on today. And turn left and cough tomorrow. Yeah. You're going to have hold still. This is going to hurt a little bit, right?
No, we get hold your breath.
Is that what happens
yes.
during a mammogram?
During a mammogram, once they flatten you, they say, okay, now hold your breath. You hold your breath. They take the pictures, and then they release the vice.
Go back to that flatten you. So as it turns out, David, Sue, and Kendra, Morning Magic at Magic 106.7. Sue and I both have medical procedures, routine, just diagnostic checkup stuff.
Yeah.
Mine is, I'm having the blood draw today. My physical will be tomorrow, and your mammogram
is tomorrow afternoon. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of people, you need to go, but Kendra and I were just saying this before the mics went on, like, yes, you have to have mammograms, but can't they come up with a better idea?
I know.
Than the two plates? Come on.
The squishing and the flattening.
It's barbaric. Like,
I don't think I realized that till recent years.
How do they not have a better
way to see
way
everything.
To do this. Yeah. Like, it's all just a money thing, I'm sure, but
yeah,
I'm
sure they do. I'm sure there's a way you could get, like, a full body scan
that
would give you, like, a pina colada in your hand. You could have that.
That's what I want.
And it wouldn't hurt at all,
right.
But it would cost a lot of money.
But the insurance company wouldn't cover it.
Right.
So instead, you get a mammogram. They have to put us through this torturous procedure.
And if they see something on the mammogram, then they escalate it up to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing.
Yes.
I'd love a full body scan. Do that once a year for me. I'd be fine with that.
Well,
I'll walk right in.
It costs money. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, and see, the insurance companies won't pay for it.
So back to the squishing. So you're basically, you're in a Johnny, right? And you're in there with one other person. Is it?
It's a humbling experience.
I was going to ask, is there any even just a pretense of modesty at all? Or
no, and usually the techs are super nice. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, like, as uncomfortable as it is, the techs do this all the time. And I always tell them that I'm really nervous, and they're so, so good with you. But they do have to sort of manipulate your body in certain ways in order to get the clear pictures that they need. And that part is a little bit, you know.
Well, there's a lot of
lifting, a lot of dignity in it.
And flapping down. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of lifting.
Repositioning and
I'm listening. I mean, I've talked to my wife about this, and you know, so it's not a new concept to me. I'm trying to think of what there is for guys that is comparable.
Nothing.
And it might be, you know.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
No squishing and flattening for you guys.
No.
I mean, I think it would just be the snap of the glove, maybe. That's thing.
Yeah,
that thing.
That'll be that tomorrow. Yeah.
That's not fun. Mm. I wouldn't want to do that.
It's
I don't want
necessary,
anything,
though.
You know.
This is what happens.
But
as
that's
you,
still
you know,
not.
And you realize you got to go through these indignities.
Right.
It's not an indignity. I don't mean to say it. It's necessary, but it's
necessary,
not something that's necessarily your favorite part of the day.
Correct.
But you got to do it.
You have
it's
to, do it.
To do
it. It's so important to do.
I'm fasting now because I'm having blood drawn in an hour. I'm in 92 minutes. I'm checking the clocks. And I haven't had anything to eat this
Can
morning.
I say, you have really, I am blown away. Like, I was like, oh, when you told us you were fasting this morning, Kendra and I were like, he's going to get cranky.
I couldn't do it. I would have to take the day off.
Yeah. Really? Just for not eating for a couple hours?
I'd have to take the day off and have my appointment be at 8 a.m. I would, like, you have no
she
idea.
Would.
I could never do it.
And you would
it.
Leave the doctor's office and go right to a Subway.
Straight. Exactly.
But you literally, not only did you fast, but I just had to remind you to drink water. You were just like not doing anything. And I was like, you haven't even had any water.
No, I think the cranky is going to crash in on me.
Boy.
I'm going to have this blood drawn.
Wait until 10:01 before that happens.
I'll be in the car, get my blood drawn, and then a big fat nap or something like that.
What's the first thing you're going to eat? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm open to suggestions.
Oh.
What should David eat? Let's put that on a
I am going to put that. That's a good question.
What's the first thing? I'll have my blood drawn at 11 this morning. I was allowed to have coffee at four when I before I left the house this morning, but that's been it. So I'll have something.
Will it be a breakfast or a lunch item?
No, do lunch heavier.
I think I'll be on the
savory.
Lunch. Yeah. I'll be on to something
like
for lunch. If you want to suggest what I should eat, the first thing I put in my mouth after my blood draw, we'll put it on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's good.
You can also, by the way, find us on Instagram, of course. I'm David L. O'Leary, Sue.tab with two B's.
Yeah.
Sue.tab and Kendra the Entertainer.
But then you have to pick one and you have to bring in a picture and we'll post it of you eating whatever they suggest.
First thing, I'll have my little Band-Aid on my elbow.
Yes.
I think it should be a nice, good, delicious turkey burger with some avocado slices, maybe a little crisp lettuce.
Okay.
So a pickle on the side.
Talking. My doctor would appreciate that.
Yeah, that sounds kind of healthy. I was thinking more like a Big Mac.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.